We're in the middle of Perek Yud Beis, Chelek Gimel, discussing the Beinoni and how he exists tefillah through the rest of his day. The power of the moach on the lev is so strong that not only is it able to stop a person from just running after taiva after taiva after taiva active way, but even to remove his das legamre, even to totally take taiva for these things. In other words, that a person could become so deep in their das could be so connected that their machshava is so connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom that the taivas of the lev are totally removed. It's not just that you're able to be mesiach das, but the Alter Rebbe says lehepech legamre. What does this mean? Klomar, af ledvarim shehem hepech mamish mitayves alev. L'dugma, other mamisar beregesh shal sin lechavero ve'olu b'daita lasos la'rakal shehi. Let's say a person chas v'shalom is a certain something happens and all of a sudden it awakens inside of him a certain sin for his friend. And he gets very angry, and you know you see a person in such a state and they get very animated and they get very. I have to do something, and I have to take it out on this person, and they want to do something. It's possible not only to say I'm not going to be misiach das from it. It's possible when a person is actually engaged in real thinking and real das that he's able to come to a place where he's able to say, not only am I not going to hurt him, but I'm going to be able to help him. We had once in yeshiva a bacher that one of his friends did the wrong thing. He did the wrong thing, and he hurt him in a certain way, and he was very, very angry. And he went to the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva, and he was talking to the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva about him, and he said, what do you want to do? Do you want to just not hurt him, or do you want to build a relationship with him? So after the guy calmed down, he said, I guess I want to build a relationship with him. So what did he do? He said, if you really want to build a relationship, you have to do like Rav Dessler says, you have to give to him. And the guy was able to get into a headspace where he mamish went ahead, and he gave to his friend. And in a moment where, and the guy, you should know, the guy's reaction was hysterical. The guy was like, he couldn't understand why the guy was being nice to him. He certainly thought the guy was going to be l'chala yoser, he was going to do something bad. L'chala pachos, he was going to ignore him. But all of a sudden, there was a tremendous shift. And this, by the way, is a tremendous tool. It was a tremendous shift, and he was able, Baruch Hashem, to come and do something nice. You see that a person, not only in terms of his machshava, but he could mamish be mahapech his ritzonos lagamrei. Now we can understand, based on everything we've said, how the nefesh of the Beinoni, stuck in this world of nefesh alokis versus nefesh abahamis, how he's able to overcome. And the nefesh alokis is able to be sholed on the rav, the nefesh abahamis. It's through that das, he's able to come to a place where he's able not only to stop himself, but to be mahapichit. And in that way, obviously, it doesn't come out. Nesvar le'il, shalachol nefesh, yesh makam yuchad beguf, shashamu ikir mashkana. We've said already before that there's a special place for the nefesh alokis, where it is found, and the nefesh abahamis. Hanefesh alokis shachenas b'malach, that we explained already. Levisha ikra hu kochos haseichel, hachabad shalom. According to Chabad Chassidus, all emotions that we have are products of our intellect, and the Nefesh Elokis is in our intellect. So the Nefesh Elokis, being in the Moach, is able to have an impact on all of the Midos. And then again, we also said in the Chalal Haimini. Because that, we said, is the part of the lev where all the blood spreads out to. So from there, that's the nefesh abahamis, that it has a, if you live with that nefesh abahamis way, so then all of the midos are not attached to the seichel. Or they're attached, but adarabah, they're working backwards on the seichel. Ulefikach ratzon ha-nefesh ha-lokis, ha-shochenes b'moach, hu-chazak yoser mirtzonos ha-nefesh abahamis, she-sibosan u-mahusan hein-tayvos ha-leiv. Uvekocho lishlat aleim ba-hitam l'klal shel ha-moach. You have to ask yourself, in principle, which one is stronger, the moach or the leiv? The obvious answer is the moach. Because the moach, in a downward fashion, is able to have tremendous shlita on the lev through the intellect. This is why Chabad Chassidus, different than even many of the other sects within Chassidus, place such an emphasis on the intellect. The famous line is that a Chabad Chassid was like a Polish Litvak, you know? There's such an emphasis on the intellect. The intellect, in the world of Chabad, the intellect is so strong because it's what impacts the life. Ubeprat El Tzad HaKedusha. Ubeprat El Tzad HaKedusha. Shlita Zu Shel HaMoach. This that we're talking about, obviously, it all has to culminate in the realm of Kedusha. It all has to culminate in the realm of making the Ribono Shel Olam transparent, which is the definition of Kedusha. So the Shlita of the Moach on the lave, and to be mesiach das legamre mitayvas libo lehepach. What does that mean, lehepach legamre? He gam kasher mesiach taito mitayvas alev el inyonei olam hazeh. L'dugma. When a person is misoyer in himself, he has a certain taiva to do a certain thing. So what happens? I always have the ability to do something incredible, which is to switch from one taiva, even within the realm of Olam Hazeh. Comes along the Alter Rebbe here and says, El Tzad HaKedusha, that if a person is going to come and they're going to focus on the Kedusha, they're going to go from Taivas Alev to the Tzad HaKedusha. Imagine, picture the moment. The person is, let's say, in that moment where things are about to go south. Yeah, he's in a private place. He has the opportunity maybe to look at something inappropriate or to go somewhere inappropriate or whatever it is to do. So, of course, he could remove the taiva by moving just from one thing to another thing. I know I'll distract myself by going and doing X. I'll distract myself and going and doing Y. Comes along the Alter Rebbe and says, if you're going to do it for the Tzad HaKedusha, if you're going to focus on the Tzad HaKedusha, it gets easier. It gets easier. If you're going to take that time and you can move to the Tzad HaKedusha, it gets easier because that...
How do you focus on the Tzad HaKedusha?
That's what we're going to see. But that the point is that if you're able to make that switch to Tzad HaKedusha, and now you're living in Moach with Nefesh Elokis, obviously it's going to be that much easier. Because if you're moving from one taiva to another thing within Olam Hazeh, so you're still within the realm of Nefesh HaBahamas. You understand? But it doesn't necessarily mean that you've gone into the realm of Moach. By going into the Tzad HaKedusha, which is the Moach, which is the Nefesh Elokis, it's naturally going to become easier. Kedichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'ra'i menasichlos ki etarna or menachoshech lefi pshuto kavanas akasav hilaham sheches malas achachma ala sichlos beemtzos mashal mimalas or alachoshech. The poshipsha is that we're valuing chachma over nonsense, over foolishness, like light to dark. Ach lefiza ain't a move on, but this cannot be the total pshat. What would be the chiddush on that? That's obvious. And what does this have to do? How does that fit into this whole concept of light versus darkness? It's not just coming to tell you that chachma is better. It's telling you an unbelievable thing here. It's not telling you it's better than silliness, it's better than foolishness. That's not what it's coming to tell you. It's coming to tell you the same way in the place of darkness, light has total shlita. So too, in the place of chachma, there's no such thing as this foolishness. You can't, you're able to be, like we've been talking about, to remove it legamre. Pirush. Kemosha ar yeshlo yitar nishlita memshala choshach. Just like the light has a tremendous kayach over darkness. Shema'at ar gashmi doicha harbe min achoshach. We know, as many of the Bali Chassidus say, right, the Rebbe is very big with this, that a little bit of light dispels a tremendous amount of darkness. It just, by itself, naturally, it's not possible for light, for darkness to exist in that place. Number one, even a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness. It's not like the or and the choshech are at war with each other. You know, the light. light on the darkness. That's not what happens b'chlal. The natural order of the light is that it dispels darkness. You see, the Rebbe's lashon here is so beautiful. It's me'elav u'memelo. It happens. It's not a struggle. It's when you're living in the world of chachma. So then, naturally, what happens is that your taiva salev begin to shift. That's what naturally happens. What happens here when we're talking about living a life of chachma in a derech memeledik way? The sichla that comes with the klipa and sitra achra that's in the chalal asmoli, right? Which is, we know, the ruach shtus that will fall away when a person is living with the nefesh alokis. Chachma b'kasuv zehi hachachma shebenefesh alokis hashochenas b'moach ha'adam u'kamashakasam etaras ha'yetzer ha'tov yeled miskam v'chacham v'sichlus le'idach hi ha'klipa shel ha'nefesh ha'bahamis hashochenas b'lev ha'mevias adam le'yechet. So when we talk about wisdom versus foolishness, it's the same thing. We're talking about nefesh elokis versus nefesh abahamas. We're talking about intellect versus taiva. We're talking about running around like a foolish person doing whatever you want versus having an intelligent life. V'nikra sichlus v'shtus. K'loshan ha'kasav odos ha'yetzer hara melech zachin uksil. This is what we call the yetzer hara is an old foolish king. U'kamam rishonam zal ein adam over aveira elim kein nechnas bo roch shtus. Not really you. But a crazy wind got into you, went temporarily insane, because you just decided, for right now, I'm going to be a fool. What is it that you're insane? You're not using your intellect. What kind of ludicrous person does that? It's not you. But a crazy thing entered into your head, and you went temporarily insane, and you did that thing. The same way we said that a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness, not b'derech melchama, but b'derech memela. Yeah, so too when it comes to chachma and sichlus, when it comes to nefesh alukis and nefesh abahamis. Hainu, shebenosav l'shlita u'lehiskabra sheyesh l'nefesh alukis, shebemoach ala nefesh abahamis shebelev, mitzad ha'teva shehamoach shalad ala lev, hari shlita sakadusha v'achachma shal ha'nefesh alukis y'ala klipa v'asichlus shal ha'nefesh abahamis, eina b'derech melchama, elehi ba'ofen shasichlus nidchis u'misbateles m'mnei ha'chachma eilo m'meilu, kibitla ha'choshach m'mnei ha'or. The same way you said it. Remember, what comes first? Intellect or emotions? Intellect breed emotions. Intellect comes first. Intellect comes first. Intellect is naturally stronger. Even if a person is very foolish, even if they've done a tremendous amount of silly things, because why? It's like a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness. So you'll say to yourself, but Rebbe, you don't understand how foolish I've been. I've mamish done the dumbest things. I do know how foolish you've been. I'm telling you that if you'll just be a little bit aware, a little bit conscious, a little bit higher on an intellectual level, not intellect in the dry intellectual way, but in the really focusing on who do I want to be right now. When you get to that moment, and it's very, very difficult, when you get to that moment, who do you want to be? You stop, you pause, and with your Amkas Hadas, you make a choice. You've brought choice back into the equation. Memela, what's going to happen to your Nefesh Abahamis? It's going to dissipate. It's going to dissipate. That's where it is. Light versus darkness. Asher etzon elim shel levada ba'ir, leslabish b'shosh levusha, b'chol aguf kulo kanal, shemachshava dibur maisha shel tayag mitzvah ha'tayra. What do we know? We know that the rasson of the nefesh elokis is to be mislabish in the three levushim, in everything, machshava dibur maisha, in everything that you think, and everything that you say, and everything that you do. As we've explained many times before, when we say b'machshava, that means you and yourself. When we say dibur, that means connection between you and others. When we say maisha, we mean the things that you create, your things that you bring into the world on all three levels. The nefesh elokis desires to have total shlita, total mamshala over the guf. Ritzona shel hachachma shel nefesh elokis shel moach hu lim shel levada be'ir. The nefesh elokis does not want to share its kingdom with the nefesh abahamis. Hainu she'evare kol haguf kulo yeh memulam ach v'rach v'shlosh levusha she'em achshav adi v'maisa shel tayeg mitzvah tayra. V'rotzen zeh shel moach hu amoshel v'hasholet al nefesh abahamis shel belev shelo tispashe be'ir ketana zeh haguf. Let's just do the sikkum because I think it's very important here. It's such an important, you know, chelik that we've been learning. Even after tefillah, where the Ahav Hashem that he had in tefillah is not, it's not boer anymore. It's not, he's not on fire anymore, and he feels those taivas alev. He has the ability to switch it, to switch it up, and to get it back. How does he do that? Because the nefesh alukis, by its very nature, by its very definition, is over the nefesh abahamis, because moach comes before emotions. Number one, number one, as we just mentioned, moach is a halev. Beis yisayrim mizu tzadak kedusha sholid al tzadak klipa ki itarna arman. No, kedusha is bigger than klipa. Kedusha is bigger than klipa. So not only does you have the intellect versus the emotion, and obviously the intellect is bigger, and the intellect is more capable. But you have tzadak kedusha, which is ar to choshech, like klipa and kedusha. Like kedusha is the klipa. Zoysay meretz. Sha'af al pisha nir la'adam shakayach harava klipa shabela mazeh hu chazak v'takav ma'od. Even though a person looks at this world and he says, but Rebbe, I don't know how to do this because it's so, so difficult, and I want to stop. I do, I want to stop, but I have not been able to stop. I've not been able to make that change, and I feel like I'm just running after my tivus and I'm not able to stop because it's so, so strong. You should know it's the opposite and it has no koyach in the tzad of kedusha. So when you get that hisiris that you want this to be your malucha, the malucha of the erekatana, you should know that you're not going to fall. You're not going to fall if you're just be mechazik your intellect. You'll see mitzvah Hashem b'machshava dibur b'maisa. You'll be able to live a life of the nefesh alakis. I'm not saying it's easy because remember we're the Tanya's Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, but we're the Tanya's Rasha, but we're striving to be the Benoni, which means we're striving to have more intellect, more intelligence, more kedusha focused in our lives.